It's time for Midweek Tech, episode 21, recorded on the 24th of October, 2012. Hello, everyone. You're very welcome to Talks About Tech Weekly. This is episode... No, it's not Talks About Tech Weekly. It's Midweek Tech. I'm in Talks About Tech Weekly mode because it's been so long since we did a Midweek Tech. Been a long time.
It's been what, 2 weeks now? 3 weeks?
It has been that long, yeah. I was missing it. So I'm joined here today by Thig Wagstaff. Nice. How are you today, Thig?
I'm pretty mediocre here. I'm rendering video on a laptop while doing this. It's so laggy, it's just not even amusing, which is...
Sounds fun, though.
It does sound fun. It's a very good challenge. I'll tell you, this laptop has a 1.3 gigahertz processor, and I'm rendering video on it, so...
Impressive.
Yeah, very.
Right, well, today's topic is going to be, why is there a guitar in the shop? Anyway, today's topic is going to be smartphones. We're going to talk about history of smartphones to the smartphones today to the biggest debate of the show, which will be, what is... the best smartphone on the market right now, which is going to be a very tough question to answer. But
fight. What?
You know, I'm gonna come in from one side because I know Thig will be debating one side of it, and I'll debate the other side, which will be iOS.
Yeah. By the way, if you haven't watched this show yet, we're probably gonna split into kind of like open source iOS. Like open combat, there'll be like ninjas and people fighting and all.
It's gonna be intense, I can tell you that. Me and Thig always get into debates that are fairly heated, to say the least. All in good sport.
All in good sport, quote unquote.
No, it's good.
What you don't see behind the scenes is that I watch him in his house and wait for my moment to get my revenge.
He does.
All the things you've said about open source.
Oh, yeah.
In your times.
I'm not against open source.
I'm not against open source. Yeah, you watch yourself.
I'm not. Right. You always presume certain things. But anyway, smartphones.
You're making this a fight.
We'll continue this debate later on in the show. To start off, about smartphones. I was looking through topics to talk about, and I came up with smartphones. I thought we had already talked about smartphones in this show.
But we've only talked about smartphone OSs, am I right?
Yeah. We've only talked about, mobile OSs, really. We haven't actually talked about smartphones at all. I did a bit of research on where the term smartphone comes from. And you might remember from the old days, I actually have a BlackBerry around here from 2003. I also have an XDA from like 2005, which was a touchscreen Windows mobile phone. I didn't have a PAM. I didn't have a PAM, but I have this Nokia brick, which is pretty bricky.
I have this Nokia brick that is not a brick at all.
It's actually rectangle.
Wait a minute, bricks are rectangles.
Yeah, bricks are rectangles.
clap.
It's got an antenna on it, a fold-out antenna. How cool is that? It's got a full QWERTY keyboard on it. It basically folds out. Are you watching
Stop,
the live stream?
You're getting me all excited. Jesus.
Are you watching the live stream?
No, I'm not.
All right, so you won't be able to actually see this. But
if I watch the live stream, I think my laptop will just fall over and just explode. I think there would be no more Midweek Tech. It would kill me along with it.
I'll explain it. It folds out. So it's got a normal phone. And then it folds out, and it's got this big, long, horizontal screen on it with a QWERTY keyboard. And it's about from 2001. The keyboard on it is the most unresponsive keyboard I've ever used in my life, probably. Apart from a touchscreen keyboard. But, it's 2001. So these are kind of where the first smartphones emerged from, because they did a lot more than just phone calls and text messages. This actually did phone calls and text messages fairly terribly. It still works, believe it or not. It does still work. The speaker is actually on the back of the phone, so you have to hold up the back of the phone to your ear, not the front of the phone where all the numbers are. So you look like a complete clown when you're making a phone call.
What's he doing over there? He's holding the phone wrong.
Yeah. No wonder he can't hear what the person's
saying.
Hey,
you're a twat.
Because my mom actually used it a few years ago when her phone broke. My dad only had one spare phone around, and it was the big brick. And my mom was like, "What the hell is this thing like?" It was so funny. So anyway, that's where smartphones emerged. The term smartphone emerged from. It's kind of interesting. I have an absolute huge amount of old phones and old devices. I have actually PDAs. Do you ever hear of a PDA? It's a pocket PC. And this one is a Fujitsu Siemens. It runs Windows Mobile. And this is the Dell Axim X1 or something. So there you go. Pretty interesting devices. Terrible, but at the time we didn't know
terrible,
any better.
Terrible, but at the same time, pretty interesting.
Yeah, they are pretty interesting.
Interesting how terrible, in fact.
They're interestingly terrible. Would
be a good description.
Yeah. So, modern smartphones. Now, do we both agree on the fact that the iPhone was the first modern smartphone?
I would agree with that, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. We agree on something.
Believe it or not, I would actually agree with that. It was pretty obviously the first decent smartphone out there.
Wow. Okay, so we're agreeing. Well, hang on. I had the Nokia N91. And I thought that was a pretty good phone. And it is.
Good phone or good smartphone?
Well, okay. It didn't have any of the characteristics of a modern smartphone, really. Yeah, so really the iPhone did...
Really we're talking here is what you're saying. Well, you can debate that because I had a good phone beforehand.
Yeah, which is...
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. So, yeah, the iPhone was definitely...
I'll fight you for a fiver.
The iPhone was definitely a very interesting and revolutionary device. Of course... The capacitive touchscreen was really the breakthrough. It was the first device that made touchscreens look good and easy to use, because beforehand they were clunky. You had to use a stylus. It was just unintuitive and didn't really work very well. Whereas this iPhone with this capacitive touchscreen, you could just use your fingers. Very easy to use. And actually Android was made before iPhone, interestingly enough. Like, Android was invented before the iPhone came out. However...
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it did. It came out in 2006. But they never made it... They hadn't made a device until 2008, a dedicated device. That was the G1. And that was by HTC. It had the flip-up QWERTY keyboard. Interesting phone. Not very good, but...
Interesting, but not amazing.
So, in 2006, I remember... my dad talking about running Android on like a netbook or something, and it was like based on the Android or the Linux kernel, and I was amazed by it. But it turned out to be terrible. It was based on it was designed for, you know, your touchpad, not a touch screen. So when the iPhone came out, it's like, scrap that old idea. Let's just go with a touch screen because it's cool and Apple are doing it. So, in a lot of ways, Android copied the iPhone. But my opinion towards copying is that's a good thing. More competition. It means that we get better
more
products.
Copying. Open sale, let's go.
Yeah, and we get better quality products. If the iPhone was the only touchscreen phone out there on the market, there'd be no competition, and everyone would have to go for an iPhone. And the prices on the iPhone would increase dramatically because of the monopoly. So, you know, I think copying is pretty good. You know, sharing. Okay, hang on.
We're in no way endorsing you to go out and make cheap copies of things here, people, but we are saying that copying is good.
Let's change the phrasing of that and say sharing of ideas is good.
Sharing of innovation.
Yes, sharing of innovation. So, smartphone contenders today, what have we got? We've got HTC, Samsung, Apple, Sony, which have recently changed from Sony Ericsson to Sony. Interesting.
We had the Zune at one point.
That wasn't the phone,
at
though.
At one point, well, they were, I heard they were thinking of making a phone.
Well, Microsoft did make the Kin. Which was a...
The Kin was
it was...
A bit...
After a month...
It was interesting, but incorrectly placed by a matter of time.
Yeah, it was designed as a feature phone with a lot of features that a smartphone would have. And it was a very similar interface to what you get on Windows Phone. However, with the Microsoft Kin, it wasn't Windows Phone. So it's like Windows Phone, but isn't Windows Phone. And it was... brought out before Windows Phone was released, and everyone was waiting off for a Windows Phone if they were looking at anything, any phone to do with Microsoft. And so after 31 days, they decommenced it. Decommissioned it. So interesting, interesting device. And a lot of people, they've actually put them on sale again. A lot of people actually like the Kin. Because of its simplicity, quote unquote.
Simplicity, quote unquote. Basically, what you're saying is it's a great phone if you ignore the fact that it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. They actually came out with a Kin 2 as well, even though the first Kin was a failure. They didn't learn from their mistakes. I looked at getting a Kin one time, and...
And you decided against it because you thought you had better judgment than that?
I decided to get a HTC Desire instead, which was probably the best decision I've ever made. Also, LG. We better not forget LG, because on the 29th, Google are going to be announcing a new Nexus phone. And it's going to be rumored, ooh, anyway, to be made by LG this time instead of Samsung. So that'll be a very interesting device to see. We had a bit of discussion on Talks About Tech Weekly about it.
Not necessarily bad.
No.
Not necessarily amazing. I'm not sure what I feel about that. I feel...
Of course, it's going to
I
be flat.
I feel slightly betrayed.
It's going to be... Why is that?
I feel betrayed because LG haven't made anything ever that I actually recognise other than TVs. Well...
Well, they've made some pretty nice smartphones out there. It's just they've never been successful because of the brand
I do
name.
Remember them making an absolutely awful smartphone that a few of my friends had, and I saw and went, wow, that's absolutely horrible.
LG are making some pretty nice hardware at the moment, I must say.
I have to say that I think Samsung are making some absolutely brilliant changes in the market at the moment. I even have a Samsung cooker in my house. Absolutely amazing. It's very user-friendly, I should say.
Yeah, user-friendly cookers are something that, you know, I can never... Like, I have cooked so much stuff on that cooker, but I can never remember how to turn on the oven.
Well, like, luckily enough for me, right?
Yeah, you have a Samsung oven. Samsung
literally,
cooker.
Literally, there's just like little touch buttons, and you just go, ding, and it goes, ding, and then it's on. And then you have a lock that you unlatch, and it goes, ding, and then you just press buttons to make it go hotter or colder.
That is cool. With mine, it's complicated.
And
but...
each time you do it, it bleeps, which is probably the cooler thing.
But ovens are not what we're talking about today. So
why not? Let's go on about ovens today.
Tech ovens.
Today on Midweek Tech, ovens.
Midweek ovens.
See if any... Midweek ovens. We should change our name to Midweek Ovens and just have a show about nicely designed ovens.
Not good.
I don't know. I think a few people would watch it, like oven enthusiasts. I'm sure there's a group somewhere of oven enthusiasts, dedicated oven enthusiasts.
I don't think so.
I would hope so. I would like to think so. I'd like to think
that maybe
thing does exist.
Maybe they're called chefs.
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to put this question to you, Thaig. Overall, just from like the whole overall experience, the hardware, the software, everything, what is your favorite smartphone?
I haven't used very many, you see. That's the unfortunate thing because, well, I simply haven't owned very many. I originally would have said BlackBerry. I do still like the BlackBerry interface. I like how it feels to use. But I wouldn't say that it's a fully fledged smartphone because it simply doesn't match up to competitors with what it can do. Like, Android and Apple just have such a larger app market that can do so many more things. I don't think I'd classify BlackBerry as such a smartphone. Well, I, of course it's a smartphone, but you know what I mean, as such.
Right, so is there an app store?
There is,
The BlackBerry app world.
Yeah, but it's just not very good, if I can say that. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Is it because of the lack of apps?
Yeah, it's a bit iffy. Also, it doesn't support very much. The apps it does have tend to all be repeats of apps previously made on it. So you'll have, 12 different varieties of apps you can get, and they'll all be the same.
Yeah, right.
You know, they'll all be, like, basically the same app remade by another person.
Mm. Yeah, that's an issue.
Bit pathetic.
Right, so... you're saying so, yeah, because I remember you used to be absolutely crazy about Blackberries.
Yeah, that's because I had one of the older Blackberries. I had the Blackberry Pearl, which was a fantastic phone. I absolutely adored it. I loved it to the end of the earth. And eventually it broke while I was trying to find some way to get a slightly larger microSD card than it was made for onto it. custom modding, never a good idea.
No.
And I went to a new BlackBerry, eventually I saved for a new BlackBerry, and it just wasn't as innovative or good or easily used.
Really?
Yeah.
Cause...
The older ones were awesome and amazing and just very nice to use. And then the new BlackBerries just feel very mechanical base, almost, if you like. They don't feel like the same phone.
Yeah, because I've tried out the BlackBerry Pearl. I remember when it came out, I begged and begged for one. But I didn't get one. But I tried it out. And, you know, I was a bit disappointed with it. I thought it would be way cooler than that. It looked really nice, but... to me, it just didn't really work the way I wanted it to, the way I had imagined it would work. And I've tried out one of the BlackBerries, the, what's it called? The 8520? 8250? Something like that. And it's actually what I thought of, what I thought the BlackBerry Pearl was going to be. You know, so I really do like the I really do like the new BlackBerries. However, compared to other smartphones like from Android and from Apple or from Google and from Apple, they just, in my opinion, they just can't compete.
They don't make the mark like the other ones do. They're missing slightly.
Yeah. But I think where they're going to come in where they can still resurrect themselves is from businesses, because they have so many facilities that the iPhone and Android phones cannot give. especially email services and things like that. So, you know, if they provide services that no other company does to business or mobile device company does provide to businesses, then they definitely have
a monopoly on one market, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a necessity of a monopoly like some things are. For instance, a monopoly on laptops would be pretty amazing for whoever owned it.
Yeah.
But, you know, a monopoly on phones that can do emails, if because you can do emails on just about anything else, just not as functional on the go, unfortunately BlackBerry aren't going to make that much money off having the only decent email using smartphones, but it's still their monopoly, basically.
Yeah. But do you think Windows Phone would be a contender in the business sector because of Windows being so dominant in business?
I'd say if it could get its act together and look towards that end, yes, as opposed to spending 99% of its time dedicating itself to Xbox Live. And generally, the people who own Xboxes, in my experience, wouldn't be bothered to go out and get a Windows Phone. Ask me why. I know it's a stereotype, but...
Well, the reason why they spend so much time on Xbox Live is because it is their main source of income nowadays. Is the Xbox, because it's so successful.
But renovating all your phones to work for Xbox Live isn't going to do anything about that.
Oh, okay, yeah, I suppose. I
have used Xbox Live from the Xbox, and it's a brilliant interface. It's very innovative, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think that they've obviously invested well into it, but at the same time, you know, putting it onto phones isn't going to earn you as much money as the original thing.
Right. Now, what about... what about the interface itself? Is it an appropriate interface for businesses?
On the phone? On
the phone.
Right, okay. I don't actually know. I think it's I don't like the interface personally, but I think it could be potentially very productive. I mean, it's just squares. That's all it is, which makes it productive.
Yeah, it is very easy to use.
It's very easy to use, no matter how much I despise it.
But I think if they promote Microsoft Office on the Windows Phone, like, so you can get Outlook, you can get Word, you can get Excel, you can get PowerPoint. Well, PowerPoint maybe. But if you can do all those things on, especially Outlook, on the Windows Phone, if they promote that to businesses and they say, you can incorporate your Exchange into your Exchange server very easily. You can do your SSL and everything. Then they have a good chance, I think, against BlackBerry. So it's interesting to see. Are you aware of how certain devices are doing in the market at the moment, the business market? Like, for example,
I'm
the
not
iPhone.
Particularly aware. I think
iPhone is number one, being honest with you. I think iPhone is the number one smartphone just because of its simplicity, no matter what market it is. My dad's work, they all use Windows devices, and that is because, like, Windows computers, because Apple do not support businesses, so they will not give you a discount for if you buy in bulk. They will not give you a discount. They will not. You are not able to set up an account with them as a business, right? So they don't kind of support businesses, and that's the problem. My dad's work do have a few Macs. They have about 5 Macs, maybe, but they only buy a few. They only buy what they need. They won't replace their entire computer system with Max, because of the business.
Unfortunately.
yeah. Well, it would make people's lives a lot easier, I think. But iPhones are different. Company phones, the majority of them are iPhones. My dad's company phone is an iPhone. You know, easy to use, good phone. Most of the time you'll get it free if you're on a business plan, because you probably have a huge plan. You know, huge costs.
Unfortunately, I hate that. I hate it. It's It's basically market socialism, right? That what people do is they make you pay twice as much and make it seem like you're paying half as much. And I
I know.
absolutely hate the policy in general.
Yeah.
I despise it. I despise it with a passion.
Well, yeah, with plans, with smartphone plans, if you think of it, let's say you pay 40 euro a month and you pay 150 euro for the phone. That will pay back twice the price of the phone itself by the time the contract is up. Let's say it was an 18-month contract. That would more than pay back the price of the phone. Easy. More than pay back double of the price of the phone. And that's where the smartphone companies make, or the like the carriers make their profit. The first one is the bill pay, you know, profit on the phones, and then the second one is actual data. My dad, their company is a tracking device company. So what they do is they use GSM to send the data to a server. So you've got your little tracking device, you've got a GPS. The GPS tells the location of the device, and then it sends a text message with the data. Now, it's not an actual text message, it's just
Yeah, I know what you
a
mean.
message.
It just sends a coordinates and updates a piece of
There you go.
software
And then it
software.
updates it on a Google map, and you're done. So, for the amount of data that they send per device every month, it's about 3 megs. It's, I think, 250 is what they pay per device, right? And then they charge, yeah, it's about 2 euro and 50 cents, which is like nothing, when you think of how much you're paying for data. And the smart or and the carriers make even more profit off that again. So the amount of profit that they're gonna make that they make off data is incredible.
And here's the thing, people, it wouldn't piss me off that much if it wasn't the fact that people are tricked into believing that they're getting a better deal of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can have the phone this way. Well, you could pay for two and have two phones the other way.
Right.
You know, your choice.
It's either pay up front or pay more down the line. Like over an equal period of time, you pay more or pay the whole lot up front for cheaper. So, Fag, you still haven't answered my question, which was, in your opinion, what is the overall best smartphone at the moment? Could you answer that?
I think that's a very difficult field to answer, Michael. I don't think you can say that there is an overall general best smartphone because everybody's needs are objective. And I'll
Okay.
stress this on this topic over and over again that you can't say that there is a best smartphone because different
Yeah.
smartphones suit different needs and different people.
But in your opinion.
Are you talking from my standpoint
Yes,
or in
from
my
your
opinion?
standpoint.
From my standpoint, I'd say the best phone for me would probably be a powerful Android. And what powerful Android? I don't know. I don't keep up the market because it makes me sad because I can never afford any of them. But I simply wouldn't be able to say. I'd say a
So
strong large screen Android, like a Galaxy S3 or something.
what would be your needs as a consumer?
Media. And when I say media, I mean I want to be able to store tons of data on it. I want to be able to play games on it for emulators and whatnot. And I want to be able to listen to the radio, listen to music, and watch films. That's basically my consumer needs for it. My non-consumer needs for it would be as best a modding community as a phone could have would be ideal. And I mean, I've started to notice phones and tablets coming out without micro SD card slots and things like that. While I don't think that needs to be said at the moment because it's still very rare, as much interfaceability, as much of an interface as possible for every kind of extra peripheral or add-on or whatnot.
Right. So you haven't entered the world of cloud yet.
God, no, I don't trust the cloud.
And why is that?
I think it's a. I mean, I'll wait 20 years and use a cloud, but well, I'll wait 5 years and use a cloud. It's probably what I should have said because I don't feel using the cloud is a reliable storage solution at the moment for all my valuable data. I just don't think it's a reliable and sustainable way to keep all your data hidden in one cloud. And once your connection is cut with that cloud, because you're so dependent on it, to make sure I don't need hard drives, I have the cloud. Well, then your data's gone and you can't get it. And
Right.
well, then you're, frankly, you're a bit screwed, you know?
But for certain things, the cloud is perfect.
For
Like,
certain things, yeah, the cloud is pretty useful.
I used to use a lot of data on my devices. I used to take up a lot of storage, but now my storage has decreased because I'm using the cloud for a lot more things. And where I agree with you. Definitely agree on the point where if you lose internet connection, you lose the data, you lose access to the data. And because I don't have a data plan where I get so much data per month, it's going to cost me a lot of money to be able to access that data when I'm not on Wi-Fi. So that's my issue. But for data that I might only need to access at home, or data that I want to share with people. So it stores one copy in the cloud, and then multiple c people can, multiple collaborators can view it, and like a Google Docs, for example. That is where the cloud comes in very handy. Now, I've been trying out iCloud, and I've actually turned it off, mostly because
Yeah.
you get 5 gigabytes to start off with. Not enough to in order to be able to back up your device. So the whole iCloud
Definitely not.
sync
Like that,
backup.
something that's really annoying me recently would be that, you know, these new tablets coming out, they only have like 4 gig of local storage and the rest is cloud. And I can't do that because I need much more local storage.
Right. And the other thing is with iCloud, when somebody else buys an app, it appears on your device as well. It installs itself on your device as well. So, for example, my entire family are hooked up on the same iTunes account, Apple account, to buy all
Oh,
their
no.
apps. So my dad might buy one app and it'll appear on my phone. And I'd be like, I didn't download that app. And,
Oh, that's absolutely awful, actually.
yeah, and I didn't know how to turn it off. I didn't know what was happening until I realized, oh, it must be iCloud. And then I went into the settings, found it, and turned it off. But that's
And then
something.
you're like, oh, I can breathe again. I'm
Yeah.
not being strangled by the evil menace of iCloud.
Well, you know, iCloud does need a bit of improvement. And for me, you see, the thing is, for someone who has, let's say, an iPad, an iPhone, and a Mac, okay, they have three Apple devices. And they have one account that they use for all their devices, and that account isn't used on any other devices other than their own ones. And then it's pretty good, right? It'll work pretty well, except you're going to have to invest in more data, which, you know, costs money, in order to be able to do the backups and store the majority of stuff, because you only get 5 gigabytes free. And then the issue is, or yeah, so. It does sync really quickly, but you know it's on by default. It's on by default, so you have to turn off all the stuff. You know. Anyway, does need improvement, but I can definitely see iCloud being handy for in the future. But for me, it doesn't suit. But that's because my needs are different than most people's, and most people will only have they'll have one account for all their devices, and they won't be using it between a family, if you know what I mean. So, what is my favorite smartphone? I haven't really made up my decision yet. I better make it up quick.
I don't think you need a decision.
Well, personally, you know, I have the iPhone
Yeah,
5,
of
and
course it's pretty hard not to notice. Everyone like spites at you for it.
I know.
iPhone
I don't know how
5.
people find out. It's like people, random people that I don't know at all, come up to me and they're like, "Have you got the iPhone 5?"
Yeah, and they're like, "Wow." And then some of them were like, "Oh, iPhone 5, so amazing. Apple for the win."
Yeah, some guy actually rubbed it against his face.
Was that a guy whose first name is James?
No. No. Anyway.
In that case, that's pretty weird.
People, when they see the new iPhone, they go, their first impressions are, "Whoa! It's the new iPhone." They take it straight out of the case I have it in, which can be annoying. And then they go, "Wow, it's the same."
Yeah.
And then they realize,
"Wow, it's exactly the same, except it looks and feels worse."
They don't say it feels worse or looks worse. Anyway, what they say is, "Well, what's new about it?" After they go, "Wow, it's an iPhone." And then they go,
"Nothing is new about it."
And I say, bigger screen, faster, better camera, and some stupid new connector, which I say is actually, it's got a new connector, not a stupid new connector. I don't mind the connector because it's digital. It charges way faster. I think it's actually a feature of the phone. But so that's what they ask, and then I say, that's it. And then they're like, "Oh, so there's nothing new, really." Because it doesn't really mean much to them. But this phone is a lot faster. Is it my favorite phone on the market right now? Yes. For me, yes. And reason why? Easy to use. It works. It's got a great app store. It's got a great camera. It's got a great screen. It is a great phone. It's pretty much all I need out of a phone. And you can't disagree with that.
I suppose for you, it's definitely the best choice. Or certainly it sounds like it. You get a lot of use out of it.
Yeah, it's like what I mostly do on a phone. On a computer, it's different, but on a phone, music, videos, email, play games, apps, text messages, phone, photos, calendar, you know, all that stuff is straightforward. And this phone does it the best way possible. Also, podcasts. On Android, podcasts are a bit... So what I end up doing is just listening to all the podcasts. But when I have my Android phone, I just ended up listening to all my podcasts on the iPad. But now that I've got the iPhone, I can listen to all my podcasts on the iPhone, which is great. So, you know, for everything I do, it's a great phone. Camera is incredible on this phone. You know, I was like, "Yeah, it's a good camera," until I got the phone. It is an incredible camera. It is nearly as good as my 14-megapixel DSLR.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Really, the panorama is very good, as long as you don't have a shaky hand. And, you know, it works really well. It's my favorite phone, definitely. So, there you go. I think, now, what about your favorite smartphone OS? Because your favorite smartphone and your favorite smartphone OS might be different.
Yeah, I really like Android.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I feel it's just very usable, tons of apps, very moddable. It's just a lovely community to be in.
Right. But for you, it's all about modding, running emulators, which...
Yep.
I don't quite understand why you'd want to run an emulator on a phone. Could you maybe help me understand that?
Play games you have to emulate except to play them on a phone, maybe?
Well, okay, what kind of games?
Pokemon.
If you want to play Pokemon?
Yeah.
So what would you emulate?
Like Pokemon Fire Red.
Okay, but, like, how would you be able to play Pokemon on a phone?
Oh, it's quite simple. There are tiny little emulated controls of it and all. And if you have, like, an Xperia Play or something, then it's even easier then.
Right. So you run an emulator of the Nintendo or something?
Game Boy.
The Game Boy. Oh,
yeah.
It's clever.
Ah, it is, isn't it?
But how fast does it run?
Perfectly.
So it runs full speed. No problem.
Oh, what do you think? I'm just an emulation person. I emulate PS2 as well.
On a phone.
No, not on a phone. It PS2 sometimes struggles on my massive PC I built. Nonetheless, on a phone.
Yeah. Right. So you have, I don't want to say strange needs, but different needs to most people for from a phone. I think
I suppose you could maybe say that.
well, yeah, I think I represent the majority of people out there in terms of a, in terms
I
of a,
think I represent the majority of people here.
in terms of a phone, in terms of a phone, what I mean. Like they you might use calendar sometimes, they definitely use photos, they use phone, they use text messages, you know. So yeah, I really like Android too. Android is my favorite smartphone OS. Because of its customizability, because of its apps, you know, even though the iPhone on the iPhone I think the apps are higher quality. But you also pay more for them. It depends on the app.
Yeah, I was about to say it really depends on the app. There's some very high quality, awesome apps
Oh yeah, on
on
Android.
Android, of course.
But it is harder th given the development tools, I think it's easier on iOS to design because the tools that are given are very visual, so you can plan out the exact location of every single button you want to put out there. Whereas with Android, you can do it visually, but it's better to do it in XML because you have more
Yeah, it's better to
control.
actually code it.
Yeah, in XML. And then it gets annoying because XML is fairly basic, so it's very difficult to do complex things visually with an XML file. So that can be, you know. But so the development tools on the on iOS are, in my opinion, better, but you do have to learn a completely new programming well, not completely new, but a new programming language called Objective C, which I find to be an interesting programming language. It's object oriented based on C, but it is quite different in a lot of ways. Similar, no, not really similar to Java, really. More similar to C than Java.
No,
So
no.
it's a different programming language, definitely. So Android is definitely my favorite smartphone OS at the moment. You know, I like iOS, but and it iOS is the easiest smartphone OS I've ever used. But it's just icons, you know. There's no customizability to it other than the wallpaper. Which, if you like that kind of thing, is good. But if you like a bit of customizability, Android is the way to go. Okay, anything you want to add there, Tyke?
Not really. I
I think we
mean,
covered it.
we've basically covered the main topics of general smartphones from a brief history forward to needs and impressions.
Yeah.
We debated very little this episode, which was nice.
Yeah. Just oh.
Oops.
Who's Jay Wagstaff?
This is my dad.
Adding him to the
Who
call, are
pushed
you?
me through? Yeah, I know. I was going through my contacts because I'd gotten a message and I accidentally clicked and dragged. I did not know that clicking and dragging would add to a call. That is an awful feature in terms of usability.
Oh, I didn't know that either. But
Yeah, well,
how is that
now we
an
do.
awful feature? It's just easy. It's drag and drop. Now we're
Oh,
getting into a
God.
debate. Well, I want to debate why you don't like the iPhone. Here we go. This is gonna get us riled.
I don't like it because I don't like the interface.
Why don't you
It's
like the
overly
interface? It's easy
simple.
to.
The
How
buttons
can it
are
be
big.
over?
It's bold.
Now
I
we're getting
don't feel
started.
comfortable using it.
You don't feel comfortable using an iPhone?
Yeah,
Why is
I don't.
that?
Because it makes me scared.
You never give.
It's just a bit too simple for my liking. For instance, I have used an iPhone before. And whilst people say, too simple, what are you talking about? I don't like the way that there's just nothing to do on an iPhone.
Okay.
You know, there are times when you're stuck on a train and you're bored or something,
You
and you
take
want
out a
to
game.
fiddle with something, and the iPhone's just there like, no, I do exactly what I say. I have no personality. I have no quirks. I was
Well,
made by a complete
give me an example of Android having quirks that the
Easter
iPhone.
eggs. Tons of Easter eggs on every single OS.
Easter eggs?
Yeah, have you not seen the OS Easter eggs yet? Jesus, have you had your
No.
head in a rock for the last while?
No. I just don't know about some Easter
Okay, take.
eggs.
Do you have any Android phones close to you now?
No. Unfortunately.
Okay, well then, I won't make my example, so.
But what is it, an Easter egg hunt?
Dot dot dot. Easter eggs, as in tiny hidden features that can only happen through
Okay.
button combinations.
Okay, now I understand. 'Cause I was thinking you had to go looking for eggs that were hidden in certain settings in the phone or something.
That would be pretty cool, though, actually.
Yeah. But the iPhone does have a lot of hidden features, but well, it doesn't, it has a few hidden features. But why would you want a feature of a phone to be hidden? You want to have
The
access to the
crack, Jesus
you
Christ, have you
want
no
to
sense of
have
humor?
access to the features the easiest way possible so you can make the best use of those features. What's the
So
point
what
in
you're
just having a
saying
feature in there that's
is that
so embedded in the settings
Apple
that
should have a big sign on it, a big sign on the new iOS down in the docket with all your little tools. You're gonna have non-hidden Easter eggs and click on
no?
it. There's gonna be some Apple animations there, and it's like, this is an Easter egg. Congratulations, you found it. It was on the docket, so to
No.
be easily accessible to you.
No, what I'm saying is that they shouldn't have to say anything about it. It should be given that all features in the phone should be easy to access.
Well, not necessarily. All the
Why?
fundamental features should be too, but like, what about a self-destruct feature? Should that be easy to access? Slip and fall and blow up the phone.
No.
This is just a very radical example here. I'm not saying that anybody should
Okay,
install a
that's
self-destruct.
the one feature that doesn't exist on any phones is self-destruct, but reset,
How about nuke launch?
that doesn't
That
exist
doesn't exist either. Neither does a
as
spike with
standard.
anthrax. That doesn't exist. Neither does discover Illuminati. I don't think that exists either.
No, that doesn't. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Most of the
Yes, it
features you're
is.
going to want to be easy to access. But is so you don't have many reasons that you hate the iPhone.
Not really, I just don't like using it. I don't really hate the iPhone. I hate the
Ah, you
business
do.
model, and I dislike the hardware, and I
Why do you
just.
dislike the hardware? It is the cleanest, most beautiful hardware. I'm
Oh
going to take it
my
out of the case right
God,
here.
it's
Oh
disgusting.
my God, it's
So
not.
much black and so much aluminium.
How do you not
I
like aluminium?
quite like aluminium, all right? But I don't like the aluminium overflow. It's like they've decided to make their entire range of everything just based on cheap aluminium. It's horrible.
Okay, you've got a beautiful glass display on the top here.
I hate the fucking glass on the background now and the new one as well.
Okay.
Well, the gloss.
It's got a beautiful glass display. The display is really good. Here. It's metal. It's a metal phone. It is beautiful. It's got these beautiful tapered edges that
Sure, it's beautiful for
shine.
200 euro,
That
and
shine.
I don't even think it's beautiful at that. I think it's just showing off.
It's got an anodized aluminium back, which is beautiful, and two glass sections on the top. It
Does the
is.
word anodized make you feel big?
No. I'm just saying that it is
Like,
anodized.
an
I'm
awful
giving you
lot
the
of
facts. I'm
emphasis
giving
on
you
it.
the facts, like.
I'm giving you the facts while I'm showcasing. As you do, like any good businessman, obviously gives the straight up facts, entirely unbiased.
No. This is an extremely biased thing. I am being biased towards the iPhone because it is a good phone and it's a personally my favorite phone.
No. If it were just a good phone, you wouldn't be biased at all. You'd just explain why it's a good phone instead of going, this is an amazing
But that's
phone.
being biased, is it
This is
not?
why.
Is that not
No,
being
well, we
biased?
know that that's just telling people
So
your opinion.
a minute ago you were saying, well, that's completely unbiased, but if you like the phone, it would be biased. But now you're saying, yeah, so you're saying it in a very biased way, but if you really like the phone, you would say it unbiased.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that no matter how you say it, you're going to be biased if you really like the phone and you're not trying to sell it. Or if, sorry, if you're not trying to be obvious about it. You know,
Wow.
you yeah. I'm not even going to get into this debate about showmanship.
Showmanship. What has liking a phone got to do with showmanship?
Quite a lot you'll find if you're trying to sell the fact that your phone is good off to other people.
I'm not.
Cough, cough,
I'm
cough.
giving my
Then it
opinion.
has a pretty
Hang on.
big effect.
I'm only giving my opinion. I am telling you the facts that
The
this
iPhone
phone,
is awesome.
it's a good phone. It is awesome.
I never
Okay.
denied it was a good phone, but I said I didn't like it.
So that saying you don't like it means you don't like the phone, that it isn't a good
Yeah,
phone in your
no, there's
opinion.
difference between me not liking it and it not being a good phone. A
How's
good phone
that?
is well designed and it suits most people.
Which it
This
is.
phone just doesn't. This phone just doesn't suit me personally. That's all I'm
Okay.
saying. It just
Right.
doesn't suit me, my needs, what I like. That's what it doesn't suit.
Okay. Well, that was interesting, and I was hoping for it to go on a bit longer. But
Well,
maybe.
I you just I just owned everything.
And
I
you
just I
owned everything?
yeah, I just like I dominated you there.
No, because I
So
thought
that
I
was
dominated you there. My whole
oh.
point about the simplicity, and you're like, oh, well, I want it to be complex.
Fisticuffs, eh?
Seriously? I
Yeah,
want it
I
to be
actually did.
complex. Yeah.
It's not as much as that as I don't want to have a phone that's overly simple and just looks like it was made for a child. Which is sometimes what I feel the iPhone is like.
That iPhone isn't
There,
made for a
I said
child,
it.
it's just a child can use it.
The iPhone isn't made for a child, it's just made to be friendly to children. That is effectively
No.
saying that the iPhone was made to be friendly for children, which
No.
is saying that
The
the iPhone is made.
iPhone is made to be easy to use, to have all features available on the phone, to be available easily on the phone. None of them are hidden, very easy. Some person who has never even tried technology before can pick up the iPhone, try it out, and start using it. That's what every phone should be like.
Oh well, now
Why would it be different? Why
let's
would it
not
be
get
any
too
different?
into our synonyms here.
Oh, well, come on. It's
Synonyms.
good fun.
Somebody who has never touched a piece of technology before would pick it up, press the button in the middle, see the screen light up, throw it at a wall, and run away, screaming, "Witchcraft! Witchcraft! Witchcraft!"
Okay,
If
hang
we're
on. There
being
is no person in the world who would go, witchcraft, witchcraft, witchcraft.
I would.
Hang on. There's no person in the
Which
world who
proves you
hasn't.
wrong,
There's
huh?
no person in the world who hasn't heard of technology.
Actually, there are,
There
yeah.
is no person in the world who hasn't used technology. Okay, there
There
is.
are. There
Okay.
definitely
There
are.
are, yes. Okay, there are. Okay. But let's say you gave it to. I'm just gonna give a random example. It's not relevant at all, but let's say I gave it to my granddad, and he was a very untech savvy person, which he
And
isn't.
your granddad was like, "Oh, I've heard of these." Turns it on. He's like, "That's nice."
Yeah,
And
no, he goes,
then
yeah,
being
he
my
presses the
parents.
button and he's like, whoa, and it says slide to unlock. Okay, that's easy. And then it slides to unlock, and you've got a row of icons. It's like, oh, that's messages. Oh, that's calendar. Oh, that's photos. Oh, that's camera. That's very easy. I can just click on it, I suppose, because it's a touch screen. Oh, yeah, look at that. There's a big button right there to take a photo. That's easy to use. Let's press this button again to go back. Oh, wow, that's easy. Whoa, there's a phone right here. I can dial numbers. That's easy. That's very easy to use. Oh, look at this.
And does that mean that I personally should like it? No.
No.
I'm
No,
not your
I'm debating
granddad.
the I'm debating the thing that anyone can pick it up and use it.
Well, more or less anyone can pick it up and use it. Not anyone. I was debating that for the sake of debating because I felt like it. But, I
Right.
mean, What I'm saying here is that that does not necessarily make the phone attractive to me
No.
because it's not what I want out of a phone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Because,
there.
but
See, I made my point and you can't say
No,
it against me.
I'm not going to go against your point. I'm just trying to understand why you don't want simplicity in a phone.
I'm not even sure I understand. It's just my personal preference, really. I
But
like
there has to be a reason behind everything.
that's also entirely debatable. I mean, give me now any logical reason to the universe. Give me any logical reason to quantum theory.
Oh God. Right. And that is Midweek Tech, everybody. Thanks very much for watching the show. Thanks very much for watching the show.
Bye.
Yeah, so until next time, on that very upset note. I'll see you next time, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.